Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
John, before I begin this podcast, I want to know the information about your new book. What's the name and when's it coming and when can we have it?
Well, it looks like I talked to the printer today and they're thinking it's going to be in January, definitely in January. But I'm pushing for it to be done the first week of January. But, you know, because of the holidays, there may be scheduling delays. But that's my goal and that's what I'm pushing for and praying for. And you know, someone asked me the other day, they said, did you anticipate always releasing these books back to back? And I said, well, absolutely not. This is not how I did it at all. These, books have been prepared and ready to print or been at the end stage of preparing for print. And once we got rid of a block, then they've come through. And both of them have just, I mean, they were like literally in the chute, and the second we got rid of the block, they just went whoosh, right out. And, I'm believing the same, thing's going to be happening in your writings. And, I think it's, you know, someone gave us the word that we are about to be shot out of the cannon. And, you know, both of these books, The Sovereign Touch and The Great Exchange, are epic. Particularly The Great Exchange is, I mean, huge, but they're both amazing books. And, if I had written that, both of them over a lifetime, I would have been pleased, but to have them come out within 2 months of each other, you know, I'm like, good grief.
It's like you didn't even plan it. God did everything.
Orchestrated the whole thing.
His timing was in his hands, obviously.
And this is another thing I told someone. I really believe that the reason why there was a hold, okay, warfare, not even thinking about that, just literally going based on the sovereignty of God. Sure, there was warfare. But based on the sovereignty of God, what was he after? What was his timing in this? And I really believe that he showed me that it was like his hand was holding them back. Doesn't matter what the motivation or what was there. It's not like God doesn't use the enemy to do what he wants to do. And not that he won't use warfare and things that are coming against you.
I believe that's in your book.
Exactly.
Sovereign Touch.
It is. And so this was proof of that very message. But I believe that he was holding it back for a season because he was waiting for the stage to be set. And I believe that the stage that was set is this time we're living in right now. I think these two books are for such a time as this.
I do deeply believe that, John, and I felt it especially when we were having trouble getting it done.
Oh, my. Yeah,
that,
sure.
That this was sovereignty and Christ indwelling. Those are the two things we need most right now.
Exactly. And, you know, when we went away and, you know, I was sitting there with the manuscript and I was completely flummoxed. I was like, what do I do? And God showed me exactly. And within that little trip that we did, we, you know, I'd done that. And within that trip, he showed me exactly how to do it, how to lay it out, how to put it together, how to do it. Boom, 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 boom. And it was done. And I was like, wow, that was fascinating. So I'm real excited about the fact that he is really, truly sovereign. And he has released both of these. And the pre-order of The Great Exchange has been amazing. I released it and basically gave, you know, heads up to people that it was going to be released. And the orders have just flooded in. And they flooted in with the Sovereign Touch as well. I mean, I think we've gone through 7 cases. We're going on to case number 8. And this is within weeks. And it's not up on Amazon. It's not. I mean, this is just literally word of mouth and
just us.
And so, you know, I'm this is going to be neat. This is going to be fun. And I mean, I know they're his, and I know that he wrote them, and they honor him, and they point the reader to him, and both of them in amazing ways, one with the lordship and sovereignty, and the other with how to live this life.
Mm. I have something I want to talk about today.
Perfect.
And I'm going to have to lead up to it.
Okay.
Because the times require so much seeking God. And I'm going to start in Luke 21. There's so much here. I'm just going to briefly give an introduction because there's a lot to follow that I'm not... There's a lot in here that I'm not going to deal with.
Okay.
I'm going to say just this, that back in the 80s, as I was in the scriptures, mm-hmm. I began to see some things about the coming of the Lord.
Okay.
And so it's been that many years, and that has been my subject privately with the Lord, his return. And last tape of the month, I gave away the scripture. I didn't get it up, but I have another one. How to avoid being in the tribulation.
Mm.
And I've been waiting to release that information and that insight for a long time. And the Lord, this is the time. We are invited as his children to escape the terrible things that are coming.
Mm.
And it's so wonderful because he gives the requirement. The 1, 2, 3 steps. He gives the information. He gives you the, this is what Jesus did for the disciples. And see, every generation since this was spoken originally,
mm-hmm.
every generation has been called to look for the coming of the Lord. Because many will be resurrected at his coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even at the rapture. But the disciples and Jesus were at the temple. This is Luke chapter 21, and it's when the poor woman put in her mite, and in verse 5, they were talking about the temple and how gorgeous it was. They said it was decorated with handsome, shapely, and magnificent stones and consecrated offerings laid up to be kept. And Jesus said, as for all this you thoughtfully look at, all this beauty and permanence, there will come, the time will come when there shall not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. That's an incredible statement. And when I remember being, I don't know, I guess we were with a friend who had invited us to go to Israel, and she showed us everything. But I remember standing in front of this enormous rock, big as a coffin, bigger than a coffin.
It was as big as a car.
Yes.
It was huge.
And I can't imagine anything being able to move it. And it was at the bottom of the...
It was right underneath the Robertson Gate.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And I remember standing there staring at it. You saw it too.
I did.
And thinking, this is one of the stones that fell down.
It was pushed off of the temple. It was literally knocked off by the Romans. They knocked it down.
And so Jesus was prophesying about that temple. And they, so, of course, they said, oh, okay, Lord, when is this going to happen? And what will be happening when this is going to occur? And he gave them some instructions and setting down in sequence a number of things that would happen. And he said, be on your guard and be careful that you're not led astray. For many will come in my name, appropriating to themselves my name. And the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And there are so many warnings about like this in the New Testament. I would love to do a study with the Lord and with the Spirit of those incidents, because we are warned that things will be taken, spiritual ground can be taken from us. And it's especially in the one of the episodes is the bridal story where the foolish virgins say, give me your oil. And the wise virgins say, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is what we'll have to do in many occasions. We will have to be trained as the bride to be able to defend the ground, the word, the territory that God has given.
The oil.
The oil. Mm-hmm. And that's the spirit.
You're right.
And there'll be wars and insurrection. But here's what it says. Do not become alarmed and panic-stricken and terrified. This is one of the times that it's easy to be that way. For this must all take place, but the end will not come immediately. Then you said nation against nation. I'm not really into the issues that much because I want to get to the scriptures I'm after. There'll be earthquake in various places, but listen to this in verse 11. Pestilence, plagues, malignant and contagious, infectious, epidemic diseases, which are deadly and devastating, and there will be sights of terror and great signs from heaven.
Mm.
I'm not saying that is a sign, but I'm saying it could be.
Okay.
Then comes a time of persecution, and you'll be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they'll put to death. And this is so interesting. You'll be hated, despised by everyone because you bear my name, but not a hair of your head shall perish. By your steadfastness and patient endurance, you will win the life, true life of your souls. I believe it was month before last that I spoke about endurance. And it says, and this is one of the places so puzzling, by your steadfastness and patient endurance, you shall win the true life of your soul. And what I've asked the Lord, I don't understand that. I want to know what this means. And I have a teeny little nugget. And I believe it means that endurance, when you have to endure something, you die. To stay with it, to stay under it, to stay in your place of duty, to stay with a suffering. And I talked about it in that tape of the month, that endurance, and the Lord gives you the endurance he asks of you, but it is a tremendous trial and exposure of our heart. Will we give up on God? Will we get tired and weary and say no more? Or will we hold the line and then we become the new creation? I believe it has to do with the new creation being exposed as to how Christ-like our new creation is. Everybody has a new creation. And we don't really know that the identity, the ways of that, or what's present in that. And I think this is one of those things, that in trial, your new creation will rise up and be seen. That's what I think the Lord showed me. So, then he told him a parable. He said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they put forth their buds and come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and perceive and know that summer is already near. Even so, when you see these things taking place, understand and know that the kingdom of God is at hand. And like I say, it's interesting that every generation, every believer has had these same scriptures and had to deal with them by the Lord and get wisdom. Well, the fig tree, I can say that I read this back in the 80s, and people who knew more than me said that the fig tree is a symbol of Israel. And when the fig tree buds, that represented when Israel was secured to be a nation with the help of the president and in 1948. And then he says this, but truly I tell you, this generation, those living at that definite period of time, will not perish and pass away until all has taken place. The sky and the earth, the universe, the world will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So those words stay. And I think that I felt that the generation that was talking about was everyone who's been born since 1948 until the present hour. The one generation is 70 years in the Old Testament. In Psalms, it can be 80 years.
Right.
So everyone who's 80 years and less could be in this category.
Wow.
I was born in 1940, so I'm in that category. And I might be one then who sees the kingdom of God come.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.